Actually, there.
One of them.
So you were just saying that you think more towards the past.
Yeah, I think as the people get older, they think more, they live more in the past than they do ahead. You see a lot of old people, they stop, they don't look ahead. They're looking back, they're thinking about things that's happened. They don't have the ambition to look ahead and plan for anything ahead.
And you figure like that too, or?
Well, I'm beginning to, more or less. I don't think I would if I didn't have damn pains where I couldn't work. I think if I could work, if I could be in the woods cutting wood or something like that, same as I always did, but you just can't do it, you can't lift nothing.
This is the first real winter you've been unable to do that.
Yeah, must always kept it going. Be more in my back somewhere or something, and it would let up. Then I'd go and cut some wood and get that, and then maybe I'd have a day that I couldn't. And now you can't pick up anything to mount anything. No, I'd really like the sugar this year. But if you can't get through the snow and you can't pick up the bales, what's the use trying?
Yeah, well, it ought to ease up, I would think.
Well, it seems so it would. I always has before, but I don't know.
I still think of you as pretty young. Pretty rugged, you know.
Yeah, hell, I could jump around outside a few times. I had these damn pains and then I could jump around pretty good. Yeah, I'd like to be right in the woods now, horses. A little snow wouldn't bother any. After you get your roads piped down and everything. God, I always like to work in the woods. Yeah, we worked in the woods getting out logs when it was 5 feet of snow.
Yeah?
Shovel from one tree to the other. Make money enough to live on. I had a little short old man, he stayed here. He was a brother to my housekeeper. And he liked beer pretty well, and he liked smoke pretty well. We was over in the woods after the hurricane. Let's see, 38 hurricane. And he was down, and you could just see the top of his head where he'd been digging. I went along to him and he said, by God, there's easier ways making a living than this. I said, can you tell me where they are? No, we didn't know where they were. I said, you like a beer once in a while, don't you? Yep. Well, you mind if you had one right then? I said, I got one in my hip pocket for you. And I said, you like smoke pretty well, don't you, Doc? Yep. Well, I says, keep a digging then. Hell, we made a living. We cut what logs it was. Then when they get the logs pulled out, we'd pull out the rest of it for wood, for the house. And we'd get out a couple load a week. Got made money enough to eat. Cut wood enough to keep warm. But it's a pretty hard way to make a living, digging 5 feet of snow, working in the woods for the horses.
Sounds like it.
Oh, we worked late years. It ain't been more than 14 years. And we skidded pulp all winter out from under the snow. And there must have been, oh, 2 or 3 feet. And that's awful stuff to skid. Peel popple. And then I, 2 or 3 years after that, I think, it was after that. And we finished up right around Christmas Day. There was 3 feet of snow on the ground. Jesus, it was cold. And I had to go back in there the next day and get the horses out. And I thought, like a damn fool, I thought I'd cut crossways, cross lots, come out to the Beaver Dam area. I got that buck snow right just about even there.
Mm-hmm.
I let a pair of horses out of there, and God been there to kill me, I guess.
Is there anything, I mean, I remember I was listening in New York, as I have been, that you were telling me what it meant to be nervous.
Nervous?
Yeah, you had your own story about that, and I thought that was pretty good. And when you look to the future, does it make you nervous now in the same way, or?
No. No, nerves don't bother me any now. I used to. I used to get so damn nervous, couldn't sit down in a chair. But now, don't bother me. If I don't get it done today, I'll do it tomorrow. Nerves can be the worst thing in the world, if you got nerves, and you let them get the best of you. Some people can't control their nerves at all. They get worse and worse all the time. But you always carry the idea there ain't nothing you can do about anything. There's no use of getting nervous over it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever will be, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Whatever the future has in store, you can't fight it too much.
Yeah. You heard that song they sing on television, and you know, what's going to be will be.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty damn true song.
Yeah.
That song. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that song.
I better go get Ezra.
Yeah, you wonder. Because you want her in there. Yeah, and anybody take that song and just live by that song. I got to be a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
Just take things just as they come. Don't worry why you make any money or why you don't, long as you get enough to eat and place to sleep, keep warm. I think the army has a lot to do about that too. You kind of lose the idea of having too much. I think after you've been a soldier and you slammed around a while, I think you're lucky to have what you got. But you notice a lot of soldiers, they don't go very far after they come back home. They don't want too much.
Tell me how that is. That's pretty interesting.
Well, I guess it's because they've been in such rough places and everything. They really appreciate when they get out. They appreciate what little they have got. And that's something that people that's never been in anything like that, they want more and more all the time. But a soldier, he knows it a little. It's a lot better than a lot.
And you sort of believe that when you got back?
Yeah. I think most of them do. They're satisfied. They're more satisfied with what they've got than people that's never been into it. Because it's human nature to want more and more and more all the time. That's human nature. People want to better themselves all the time, accumulate more, get more money in the bank, have more. But I think that idea has fell off a little bit. It's have more, but they don't give a damn what it's paid for or not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that around the country. A lot of these people can't afford a brand new car, especially two of them, two in a family.
Henry thinks it's a big black stick. Well, this is good.